Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tip. How may I help you?
Yes, I just had I think $39 or something, whatever, taken from my car for some mail thing that I didn't order.
All right, could I start off by getting your zip code?
28539. No, 28540. My bad. That's my moment. I just moved.
All right, give me one moment.
Oh, it says it's some kind of mail balance, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was talking to my brother.
Your first and last name?
Erica Helsel.
All right. Thank you for that. And just for security purposes, could you verify your mailing address?
112 Richlands Avenue, Apartment 2, 28 Jacksonville, North Carolina, 28540.
And you said you would like to cancel, right?
Ma'am?
You said you would like to cancel it out?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And you wouldn't be interested in at least trying it, see what it's like. It's a very good app, and I could offer it to you for $20 off.
I'm good.
All right, just give me a few moments. All right, ma'am, I have that canceled out for you, and I have a cancellation confirmation number. Whenever you're ready, I can give it to you.
I'm ready.
All right, it is C as in Charlie, 919-299-235.
Okay.
And that charge should be reversed back to your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. That's how long it could take. But since you did order it just today, it should go right back on there. It just really depends on how fast your bank accepts the charge.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. I hope you have a good day. Thank you for calling customer service.